Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The last time we had Ben Weingarten on the show, editor-at-large of Real Clear Investigations, got so many just unsolicited compliments and when will he be back type of stuff. Well, he's got another blockbuster. The pull quote, how taxpayers will heavily subsidize Democrat boots on the ground this election. Now, we had Guy Shiraki on the show yesterday that said, all right, Pennsylvania, 54 out of 67 counties controlled by Republicans. They want to do these early voting offices. They call them satellite offices. You do it, too. Put them in gun shops, fishing and bait out there in the hinterlands. They want to engage in drop boxes all over the place. Put them in strategic places that are going to work for you. We know about Zuckerbucks. There have been attempts to close. So I'm kind of surprised at what Ben found. But maybe this is much different than Zuckerbucks. These are things that are in plain view that the White House is doing this time. Let's go to Ben Weingarten, editor-at-large, Real Clear Investigations, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ben, welcome back. And sincerely, last time you were on, you know, people might say something occasionally, but it was overwhelming. So thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, and I appreciate the audience.
So, Ben, this is did it surprise you what you were finding here? We see some of the things I know that Biden talked about with college students, and Kamala Harris has done that. But the headline you have here is Biden bucks Zuckerbucks on steroids.
Yeah, the Biden bucks operation really takes sort of the method that was used in the 2020 race to drive out, to register and mobilize voters that had not previously been registered among Democrat cohorts, and drive that advantage in the on-the-ground game to win in swing states and in the counties and districts they needed to win. But what makes this effort distinct is that, unlike with the Zuckbucks that people can understand, where you had private financing of public election offices and the private financing was associated with the left and the election offices were outsourcing services to the left, and that led to a massive push for mail-in voting, ballot harvesting, ballot curing, et cetera, and the dollars were targeted towards the jurisdictions that Joe Biden needed to drive out the vote to win. This time you have the entire federal government engaged in an analogous effort. And it's through this executive order 14019 from the Biden administration, which, of course, like all executive orders, is all about, we want to enhance the franchise in this country. We want more people engaging in democracy. And who could disagree with that? But the method in which they're doing this represents arguably a massive violation of federalism and the Constitution, and also probably a slew of other potential laws as well, like the Hatch Act and others, because what they are doing is mobilizing every single federal agency, over 600 offices, to do whatever they can, wherever they can, to register and mobilize voters. And when you look at the kinds of methods that the offices are undertaking and the offices that we're talking about here, disproportionately, they're catering to Democrats. This includes, by the way, at naturalization ceremonies. This mm-hmm. includes paying students with federal work study funds to go out and register voters. This includes people engaging with HUD or with food stamps. So it's a very clear, arguable Democrat get out the vote effort that we are subsidizing via these agencies, sometimes agencies that have nothing to do whatsoever with voting, setting aside whether the Fed should be involved with this part of elections. And to boot, they are partnering with quote unquote nonpartisan third party groups to help coordinate and facilitate these efforts. And the feds won't tell us hardly anything about the strategic plans that every agency was to develop, implement, and execute, and also what the criteria were for these third-party nonprofits. But when you look at the available evidence that we have through litigation and FOIA, it's very clear that it's a coterie of left-wing, you know, progressive but doing business as nonpartisan pro-democracy groups that are the ones at minimum advising the government on this executive order. And the number that they cite, they being the groups behind this push, an effort that was really developed by Demos, a progressive think tank, is they believe they can get 3.5 million new or updated voters registered annually to the extent this is fully implemented. And this is but one way in which our taxpayer dollars are being used to potentially subsidize a massive Democrat get out the vote effort. And the other leg of this that we talk about in this article, which was something that was certainly new to me, was how Democrats have exploited charities, 501c3s, that are barred by the IRS from mm-hmm. engaging in partisan political activity to tax-free allow wealthy donors to put up infinite sums of money, again, tax-exempt, as well as being able to unlock tens or hundreds of millions of dollars from private foundations that would also be barred from engaging in partisan political activity to flow hundreds of millions of dollars in funds annually to these 501c3 charities that also present themselves as nonpartisan. But what they actually do is they go out and they try to register and mobilize voters who, if you look at the cohorts they're targeting, are clearly disproportionately Democrat. And historically, they've targeted them in the swing states. So what this looks like is another Democrat get out the vote effort under the guise of nonpartisan, let's get people engaged in democracy in a way that allows for tax-exempt, infinite funding from wealthy mm-hmm. Democrat donors, as well as the unlocking of, again, of potentially hundreds of millions of dollars from private foundations that would be barred from this. So there's a loophole that's being exploited on the left, and there is nothing remotely comparable to this on the right, certainly when it comes to the Biden bucks, because the right does not control the federal agencies, and then nothing comparable in the way of potentially exploiting 501c3 charities for political ends like Democrats are doing.
Now, we were surprised, I don't know about you, with Zuckerbucks. I remember reading this small article, and because Philadelphia is very suspect, Ben, just so you know, in case you're ever invested, the woman who heads up the voting process in Philadelphia County, Lisa Dealey, has been barred. She was a former notary public because of a divorce case and what she didn't check and all that that accrued against the real wife. She was barred for life, according to news reports, as a notary public, yet she runs the voting process here. And seeing her name in there, when I saw this phenomena of these satellite offices, which I believe are polling places, big battle broke out, but we were not allowed to eyeball them. They said they're just any other state office. So that was surprising. $411 million, I think. The Trump campaign and Republican RNC, are they surprised by this? Are they doing anything about it?
Well, I don't think there's clearly not an effort, a comparable effort to use 501c3 is the way Democrats are. And the people that I spoke with in connection with this piece speculate that that's in large part, or in part at least, likely because of the chill about potentially running afoul of the IRS when you go back to the targeting of the Tea Party. So, you know, there's a notion here that the prosecutorial discretion of the IRS is such that Democrats can get away with what they want to get away with respect to exploiting a potential loophole here, if not flouting the law, and Republicans would get punished to the nth degree. When it comes to Biden bucks, obviously, as well, nothing comparable. And we've seen a push from the RNC on a few grounds. One is certainly the lawfare, although it's much more defensive, that is trying to protect and ensure that voter integrity laws are maintained when under attack by Democrat lawfare attack dogs. We have seen in a couple dozen states a push to bar Zuckbucks, and there is a Zuckbucks 2.0 effort, but they've tried to largely circumvent the states, avoid the states rather, where they do have these bans on private financing or foreign financing of our public election offices. But the push seems to be more about bank the vote, is what the RNC had called it, of let's push people to vote early and at times vote absentee, basically under the idea that you can't leave it to risk that at election day there's bad weather or other issues.
And well, to that point, but oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say there's certainly talk about registering and mobilizing voters. And some speculate that, look, even if Republicans were as serious about ballot harvesting or absentee voting as Democrats, there's still not infrastructure that's been laid over multiple decades. And also, by nature of where Republican demographics lie, you don't have cohorts concentrated, for example, in urban centers, where it'd be very easy to execute a similar campaign. If you make the assumption that Republican voters are spread out more generally, as a practical matter, it's harder to compete. So you're talking about a party that's basically a couple decades behind, or at least a decade behind in these efforts. And Democrats will likely be perfecting the next big thing in voter registration and mobilization by the time Republicans maybe have mounted something like a similar effort. That's my assessment of it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because we got the numbers for the Pennsylvania primary, which is not a big deal, not like the presidential, from Bucks County, which is kind of a tell district. And Republicans did pretty well. Democrats, about 15% mail-in ballots that were requested, Republicans about 6%. And our people say, well, 2.5 times would not be bad versus what it usually is. But you feel, too, that they're still ahead of the game because they've been working at this for 10 or 20 years.
Yeah. And, you know, I talk about in this piece the infamous Time Magazine 2021 article about the conspiracy, the shadow campaign, as they call it, to fortify so-called the 2020 election. And the people in there admit, despite the editorializing in the title of the article and in some of the text, you know, they admit that what happened in 2020 was the culmination of a long-running effort. I mean, Democrats have been pushing for decades for lax voter integrity laws, for more absentee and remote voting. So they've crafted a system that they already had in place the infrastructure to exploit, and they continue to perfect it. Now, on the other hand, if you wanted to look at a bullish signal, and you would know that you would have insights into Pennsylvania probably far beyond me, but I've seen Selena Zito, for example, write about the fact that if you look at voter registration,
yes,
the margin, the gap between registered Democrats and registered Republicans has shrunk dramatically in the last 4 years. So is that a bullish signal? Is that indicative of GOP efforts, or is that just a response to this is what's happened in the Democrat Party? Or you had people who for generations voted Democrat or were registered Democrat but started voting Republican and hadn't updated their voter ID? You know, it's to be seen. But you basically have these conflicting forces of where we see the polls lie, which certainly trend in Donald Trump's direction, what all the typical indicators in a typical America and a typical election atmosphere would suggest about what's going to happen in 2024. But then you have a Democrat machine, which is shrewd, which is intelligent, which is pushing on every single lever possible to try and win. And so the question is going to be ultimately, what wins at the end? Is it the sort of merits of the situation or what you would typically see correlate with an electoral victory? Or is it going to be the ground game and all of the other machinations that Democrats have really perfected to try and win in closely contested national races, and in particular in the jurisdictions where they need to drive out their ballots to win?
Beautifully put. The article to editor at large, Real Clear Investigations, Ben Weingarten, how taxpayers will heavily subsidize Democrat boots on the ground this election. What are you working on next, Ben?
Just a few things in the docket. One thing that I think I'll be focusing on is the burgeoning attack on the IRS whistleblowers in the Hunter Biden and broader Biden family investigation. There's been a little bit written on it, but there's a concerted effort by Hunter Biden's team to go after those whistleblowers. And it appears that the DOJ itself is pulling its punches when it comes to defending the whistleblowers when attacked in court filings in the litigation that's going on. So that's one thing to look for. And then I should also point out, I participated in a Heritage Weaponization of U.S. Government symposium yesterday. It's an exceptional symposium. Everyone should check it out. I was on a panel, myself and Mike Benz, moderated by Kara Frederick on the censorship industrial complex. Urge everyone to check that out as well.
I have Rand Paul tomorrow night. What's the number one thing we do speaker series with him? Big event, Ben. I have only 48 questions so far. What's one thing Ben Weingarten would ask Rand Paul?
Well, I would be curious to ask him, what is the Republican plan to combat Democrat use of the federal government to drive out likely Democrat voters? But set that aside, I would probably ask him, you know, what concrete, tangible evidence can you point to that the censorship industrial complex won't meddle, interfere in our elections in 2024 as they did in 2020? And what are you as a U.S. senator doing to prevent that kind of political interference?
All right. After the bourbon questions we have for him tomorrow night, that'll be right there.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Ben. Great work as usual. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Ben Weingarten, again, this guy is the very best at Real Clear Politics, Real Clear Investigations. Tiffany Justice was on before. Dan, the synergy of this from Moms for Liberty. She was there at the weaponization. So was this guy. This guy is really good. He needs a bigger role at Real Clear Politics, Dan. I'm impressed. I just asked a question, and I looked up 3 minutes had gone by, and it was fascinating to click on this detailing. Now, does that mean he's not saying that people ought to get depressed? Oh, woe is us. We can't beat Democrats on this. No. What we're saying is, though, this is a call to arms further about the infrastructure that Guy Ciarocchi talked about yesterday. So I'll ask Rand Paul about this tomorrow night. Remember, Dan, how many tickets was that? Greg Stocker's
released?
Yeah,
we unleashed 20 more tickets.
All right.
So there are tickets available for the event, 1210WPHT.com. Get them quick.
1210WPHT.com. Love to see you tomorrow night. The bar, the whole thing there in Bucks County, the Zlock Performing Arts Center with Senator Rand Paul. But right now, it is time for...
Dobbs Money Melody.
So the money gone.
That is right. And today, we are playing for a pair of tickets to see the bluegrass band Shadowgrass April 28th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College, Newtown, Pennsylvania. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets.
Yeah, so Don, today we're asking a side topic of famous siblings. And I got to tell you, back in, what was it? I guess the early 80s. This band was founded by two brothers out of Texas and went real strong for decades, man, and was one of the greatest heavy metal bands, and met a tragic, tragic end in the early 2000s when one of the brothers was murdered. So, Dom, I want to know who this band is covering the great Ted Nugent song, Cat Scratch Fever. We want to know the cover artist today, Dom. Take a listen.
Well, I don't know where they come from, but they sure do come. I hope they're coming for me. And I don't know how they do it, but they sure do it good. I
All right, name that band, and you're off to the Zlock Performing Arts Center.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right. That is right. Hit us with your guest today. Let's hear the clue.
Well, I don't know where they come from, but they sure do come.
The Down Today, the side question, we're asking for great famous siblings, either real or fictional, and the other clue was founded in 1981 by a set of siblings. This band faced a very sad, tragic ending when one of the two was murdered.
All right, let's go to Sheila in Harleysville. Hey, Sheila, good afternoon. Who's the band?
Good afternoon. Thank you for letting me talk. I believe it is Pantera.
Wow, how did you know that, Sheila?
Oh, my years of listening to heavy metal.
Oh, female heavy metal listeners. That's kind of rare, don't you think, Dan?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure, Sheila, you know very well who it was that was murdered on stage by a deranged fan, right?
Yes, I heard about that. I'm more of a Led Zeppelin girl, but I did listen to that type of music, too. So
there you go.
Okay, good stuff. I'll put you on hold, Sheila. We'll get that tickets to the Zlock Performing Arts Center, where we'll be tomorrow night with Rand Paul. At, 6:30, I think the bar opens. But, you know, we should be cruising around. And I know Nick Cale, if you haven't met him yet, is going to introduce us. Maybe a little wrestling introduction there. You heard Ben Weingarten's question for Rand Paul. Take them under advisement. Some listeners have submitted, like, 8 questions, one guy. And look, he's very enthusiastic. I appreciate that. I'll try to cull them down and mix them up with all the stuff that we have to get to tomorrow night. You just have to get your tickets and show up. 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. All right, I mentioned early on, before I get to the side question here, I mentioned a little while ago that the Sherelle Parker administration is going to unveil, and we'll have her on next week, we think, their Kensington plan soon. It'll be a big deal. It'll make national news. But they are cracking down on the ATV people. So Dan, at approximately 7:15 p.m., says the Inquirer, near the Walt Whitman Bridge ramp, which you don't take that one, but around, you know, you might see them there. You've been involved in this before in South Philly.
Mm-hmm.
There was an ATV family.
Family of ATVs? A baby ATV?
Yes. In a sea of at least 50 ATVs. The quad stood out because it was emitting smoke, said police. So the officer followed the driver, who was clad in all black and a ski mask, of course. That's when the police said the driver intentionally turned into the officer, causing him to crash and taking the opportunity to escape. In other words, he hit the officer. They found a quad that turned out not to be the right one in Frankfurt, section of Philadelphia. The Inquirer says the stop goes wrong as the department beefs up its ATV enforcement under the new mayoral administration, Inspector George Kapp.
I do have audio from George.
We'll get that in a second. The subject of ATVs and others, large groups of this, critics say this should be fined a perennial effort with new vigor. We'll see what Sherelle Parker does. I hope they hunt this. If they're willing to do this with the police, it's a lesson. What are they willing to do with you? Turning and trying to run him over. It's lucky he didn't get shot. All right, here's what Inspector George Kapp said about
on
this.
The job.
An officer signed to our ATV initiative to combat the scourge of ATVs running rampant throughout
scourge.
The city was intentionally struck during the performance of his duties.
It happened around 7:15 tonight by the Packer Avenue off-ramp on 95 North. The officer, who has been identified as a six-year veteran of the department, was taken to Jefferson University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Philadelphia police say the suspect was later taken into custody, and the ATV he was riding was recovered on the 5100 block of Erdrich Street in Frankfurt.
Where he was positively identified by a passerby who saw the incident happen and was able to identify the ATV and the rider of the ATV.
All right, the fines can ride up to $2,000. The bikes can be very expensive. There's an appeals process and all this. There's a camp of ATV advocates calling for the creation of bike parks. Give me a break with this. Can we
That's
stop
such a
with
dumb
this?
Dumb issue.
Yes. It's just like, you know what they have down in South Philly? They have a skateboard park. These people don't want that. Part of it is the lawlessness of it. They want to stick it to you. They're starting to do it in the suburbs. That's what it's about.
I just love the idea that we live in a city where if you build a bike park or an ATV
park, they
will
come. Yes.
That they're going to put it on trailers behind their trucks or cars, drive down to the park. Like they're not. Right. How do you think they're going to get to this park? It's going to encourage more ATVs and dirt bikes as people are like, oh, wait, we can go ride it somewhere. Let's ride over to the park and, you know, enjoy it there. Yeah,
exactly. It's just like the skateboarding nonsense that happened over at Love Park. That's they want to do what they want to do. Crack down on them. People are behind you. They don't have a constituency. Ratchet it up. Do it more and more and more. The cop could have shot this guy. He's coming at you. He can kill you. So we'll see. We'll see when they're ready to move on Kensington. All right, side question today. All-time siblings. Hit me with that. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hi, Don. Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. Just wanted to say Trump crushed it on his speech about abortion. Also because he highlighted the radical list Democrats when it comes to this issue, which isn't said enough in the public forum. I have a question real quick. What is the dress code for tomorrow night?
Oh, Robert of Bensalem's going to be there.
Good question.
Whoa. Big time.
Yes, I am.
Well, make sure you come over. We'll make sure you get a shot at least of this, as long as this bourbon lasts here, Robert.
Yeah, good luck.
Dan, what would you suggest as the dress code?
Well, this is what I plan on wearing, Robert. And Dom, you tell me if I'm wrong here. I'm going to wear a suit jacket with a nice shirt under it, so like a dress shirt under it, tucked into a pair of jeans with a brown belt and brown boots / casual shoes that you'd see something like Brian Kilmeade wearing on Fox and Friends. So I'm wearing a pair of dark jeans. I'm wearing a suit jacket with so I'm kind of going half cash.
Okay. All right. I got a good idea now. My answer to the side question is Vlad the Impaler, the inspiration for Dracula. I'm sure lots of people have heard of him. He was the ruler of Wallachia when the Ottoman Empire invaded. But what a lot of people don't know is while his father and older brother were killed by the Ottomans, his younger brother, Radu III, who thought he had a claim to the throne, decided to help the Ottomans invade Wallachia. So it was brother against brother. It's a really complicated story. I didn't know it was so crazy down there, but it was fascinating. And I want to go with Vlad and Radu III. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. See you tomorrow night. Vlad the Impaler, Dan. You know, Dom the Bloviator is what I want to be called tomorrow night. Say hello, Dom the Bloviator. Dan loves those black jeans. That's the look.
No, I'm not wearing black jeans. I'm wearing dark jeans.
Oh,
like
dark
blue
jeans. Okay.
I can't because I got a blue suit jacket with
stripes.
Yeah,
I see this is more formal tomorrow night.
You think
my
so?
My role. No,
well, yeah, you're on stage.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it would be a little bit different.
You.
Yes, I have the casual elegance, but for Rand Paul, I think.
How about like a button down in jeans? You think that's okay for a listener?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hawaiian shirts?
As long as it's not the pizza. Nothing on the pizza that's Hawaiian.
Leisure suits?
Yes, please bring the green leisure suit. I might have a prize for you tomorrow night. Chains, particularly. I don't have my chain on me today. But
what do you mean you don't have your... Wow.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be visible. I don't...
Is the South Philadelphia... Like in Back to the Future when the family fades away in the picture, is the South Philadelphia fading away from you without the chain
That's
on?
That's right. Back to the Future. All right. Hit us with that all-time sibling group. Be ready for the debate part tomorrow. Thrilled, but Robert and Ben say I'm going to be there now. You got to come out tomorrow night. 1210WPHT.com. They released 20 more tickets. So there should be nice space tomorrow night. It's a good space for Rand Paul. Coming to your answer today on the side question with Dom, which is all-time sibling. It's National Sibling Day. It is with, I see one that might be very good. But first, Sheila Jackson Lee, who could have been the mayor of Houston, congresswoman from Texas, with the eclipse, Dan, she kept on trying to put her eclipse glasses on as she's looking at the sun. And she said, why you can't look at the sun, but you can look at the moon. We're going to play you what she said, but it was very reminiscent of the great philosopher and congressman from Texas, Hank Johnson. Yeah, you'll get some Hank Johnson if you haven't heard it in a while. Here is Sheila Jackson Lee first.
Provide unique light and energy. So that you have the energy of the moon at night, and sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
What?
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that?
Oh my gosh,
the gases.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat.
Okay.
It's almost impossible to go near the sun.
Almost impossible.
The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
Oh, God.
I have to deal with the gases.
The gases.
The gases.
The gas crisis will be solved. Hey, Dan, the thing, one second. She ought to quit Congress. She'd be perfect for The View.
It's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Here is Hank Johnson. Now, I don't know if that is as crazy in a duel of craziness. Here's Hank Johnson, the longtime congressman from Texas, asking the question about Guam tipping over into the ocean.
I happen to know. I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah. My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more.
My God, can you imagine, Dan?
Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
Oh, my God. They're both long time, and they'll continue to be elected. Congressman, can you imagine people like Rand Paul, Dan, and some others, whether you agree with them or not, that are in Congress, and they have to deal with this kind of buffoonery?
Imagine, Mr. Speaker, a world without balloons.
This is your favorite. Or is it the midgets?
It's the midgets in a cage fight, I think, is the best. I don't have that ready, though.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's Hank Johnson and Sheila Jackson Lee. She's perfect for The View. Tag her in.
The midget will not win the fight, I'm going to tell you that. Why? He just doesn't carry enough weight to do so. But if you put 30 midgets in with that giant,
oh my
then
God.
The midgets have a chance.
What is going on?
Is there? This where he said maybe I shouldn't be saying midgets?
Oh, yeah, he had to apologize for using the M
word. Yeah, yeah, he's saying midgets here, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. So who's worse, these two or the people that vote for them periodically?
Last night I used an analogy that some find offensive, and I certainly was not meaning to be offensive or use a derogatory term. You know, everybody knows what the N-word is. I had never heard of the M-word. Representative Shankowski, that M word.
Representative Shankowski.
But
oh, God.
To my discovery, just within the last 12 hours or so, I have found that the use of the midget.
He used it again!
M word is no longer socially acceptable. Now,
Congressman Shankowski.
Sheila Jackson, leaf of the bag.
Which is made up mostly of gases.
You know who, by the way, has really going crazy the last few days, the cuts you get from The View, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg is worse than Joyless Joy now. She really has just lost.
Yeah, what's going on with her?
She just loves saying the Big Ten, talking about the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
You know, she's been worse. Sonny Hostin.
Oh, did you hear what she said today?
No.
Oh, wait. Let me pull it for you real
quick.
Okay. You're going to love this one, Dom.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back.
They're
okay with it because, you see, things change. You know, one of the good things about the Supreme Court.
I can't take it anymore, but she goes on and tries to justify why she thinks Republicans want to bring slavery back.
And then when Joyless Joy interrupts and says, I don't think that's quite the case. But now, the one I go after, Dan, to tease Roe, is the newsreader, the Haynes woman. She has a poll. I have a poll here. It says they do want to bring slavery back. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. This might be a pretty good one. Hey, Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, Goff, how are you? Great afternoon. Thank you. I tried to get in on the call yesterday with the melody for the singer for where the song was from. The answer was Hungary.
Yes.
But I was going to say Sasquatch for Dan's other part of his relative.
Yeah.
So with a shot. Ouch.
But no, I'm in the most endearing way, Dan. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, sir.
So I can't imagine if the Wright brothers were never alive, because the thought of taking 3 weeks to get over to Europe to go to Italy would be insane. Or how long would it take to get to California or Florida to go visit relatives? It's insane. Or Roland Wilbur or Wright brothers.
Gotcha. Was he underwater today calling us or what?
That
was a little.
Could you imagine, though, to his point, though, could you imagine us selling, you know, Titanic tours overseas to Italy?
Yeah.
The 13-day voyage across the seas.
You ought to ask Hank Johnson. You know what, Dan? The guy that I'd like to track down when he retires is that admiral that was sitting there having to say, well, we haven't considered it toppling over.
And the M word refers to a group of people, the little people.
Keeps on getting in deeper and deeper. Oh, my God. The national representative then comes on with him. He has to apologize. And then he says, I didn't mean to say. And then he says it again.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. He's the all-timer. He's the all-time. You cannot top that man. Lightning round is next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, National Siblings Day. The Wright brothers pretty good. Can it be topped? Let's try the Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, welcome in, and who do you have today?
Well, Dom, the reason I'm caller of the year is because I'm going to tie the whole show together for you. I'm going to give you an answer that is not the question that you asked. It's marginally related, so it's somewhat relevant, and it's outside the box. I'm going to go with Bobby Darin and Nina Cassotto. And you figure, well, what is it with that couple? Well, Bobby was born and grew up with his elder sister. And when he decided to run for politics at the age of 32, his mother went and told him that she wasn't his mother. The woman that he thought was his older sister, Nina, was actually his mother. He was raised by his grandmother. And he grew up in the same part of the country and at the same time as another man with the exact same story, and that was Jack Nicholson.
Wow, that sounds like Paulie Walnuts in The Sopranos, if you remember. Very
close. She was an unwed teenage mother, and she didn't have an abortion. She raised him, and that ties the rest of the show together. And now you know the rest of the story.
All right, and Bobby Darin was going to run for office? Yeah?
When he was 32 years old, he was going to run for political office, and his mother, who he thought was his sister, went and told him the whole story about how she was actually his mother, and she was an unwed teenage mother, and that's how they ran the the family, I guess, scam. But like I said, Jack Nicholson had the exact same thing where he thought that his mother, his sister was actually his mother.
Good stuff. That is outside the bat. No, Drew in Upper Darby with, you know, a Phillies fan's point here, I think is valid. Hey, Drew, how you doing? What do you have today?
Hey, Dom, thanks. Thanks a lot. You know, this is also outside the box, but the franchise of the Philadelphia Phillies have always had the misfortune of having the lesser brother. For example, there was George Brett. The Phillies had Ken Brett.
That's right.
There was Greg Maddox. The Phillies had Mike Maddox. There was Jason Giambi. The Phillies had his brother, Giambi. Yes. And also there was Hank Aaron. The Phillies had Tommy Aaron. And I believe the Phillies also had a DiMaggio brother. So I call it the lesser brother.
That is, wow, bringing it down. That's impressive. Yeah. And you know what that is? That's a Phillies fan. Philadelphia sports fans, we always look on the dark side, but it's true. By the way,
Vince DiMaggio did play for the Phillies too, yeah.
What did Jason Giambi do to break out of a hitting slump?
There was something with underwear, wasn't there?
Yes, a thong.
Yes.
He either wore it when he was hot to stay hot, or he wore it to break out of the slump. Can you imagine these guys? Can you imagine how superstitious they are hitting a baseball? God. All right, one more here. Let's try. This is a pretty good one. Tony in Delco. Tony, who do you have today?
I was about to change my answer, but I guess since you said it's a pretty good one, I'll stick with it.
Well, tell me which we're going to change to. I shouldn't have,
That's okay. That's okay. I was going to change my answer to the Koch brothers.
Ah, pretty good. But what do you have?
Yeah. But what I have is Eddie and Alex Van Halen, which when you started your music melody, I was thinking, brothers in the 80s. It's got to be Van Halen. That's my answer.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Very good one.
Greg would like that one.
Yes. By the way, he's going to release 50 tickets now. He likes that answer.
12th NWPHD, Rand Paul, man. Yeah, more tickets released because,
20 tickets Van Halen have been released. You'll be right behind. There's a balcony there. You'll be right behind Rand Paul. We're working on that. People are from the rafters now, Dan. Let me take one more quickie here. This is a famous one. Bill, what's yours?
Dom, mine's the Fighting Sullivans, the five brothers in World War II. They're all on the same ship. The ship went down, and they all died, and that made the rule that siblings could not serve together on a ship. And they also just came out with the USS, the Sullivans.
Yes.
Wow.
That is a great one. I don't know. I think it was another group of brothers was Finding Private Ryan, obviously Ryan, but the Sullivans are apropos of that. Imagine, Dan, five of them. All right, Dan, we got our work cut out here in the next 35 seconds.
The Nyland brothers were the ones saving Private Ryan.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Dom, I thought Tony and Delco, Eddie and Alex Van Halen, Greg favoritism. I'll throw that one in there. But the best one, in my opinion, was Drew in Upper Darby with the Phillies always having the lesser sibling, Mike Maddox, Jeremy Giambi, Tommy Aaron, Vince DiMaggio.
Yeah, if he had come up with just one, I would have said, maybe the Wright brothers. But he had like four or five of them. That's true. That's exactly right. All right, Drew in Upper Darby, your name goes into the hat. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Rand Paul over there in Bucks County. Get your tickets by going to 1210WPHT.com. And come however you want to dress. Don't follow Dan's lead there. We'll take a lot of pictures, though. And Robert of Ben Salem there. Richie always next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns,
including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.